It's also, I think we should just explain why we clap hands. That is for them waking up at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock and maybe 5 o'clock and just encouraging them, you know, all the single people, you will get to this sometime in your life. But Etienne and Anna, you've been for a long time part of this family, and it's great to see you guys together being blessed, and for little Jubilee to grow up in a healthy family like yours, having a strong man here. And this morning it's our privilege. I'm glad all of you are here, where we just want to really pray for them. Me and Reinald, as one of the elders, we're going to pray for little Jubilee, and we're also going to, you'll see there's some slides there up, and we're also going to give them as parents an opportunity, just like when someone is baptized, then we ask that person in public just to give a small testimony and just say, what is happening in my life? Okay, and I believe there's something massive that happens in their lives, and now publicly as a church, they just have the opportunity this morning to also say that they are going to raise this little child, and to that she will walk in God's ways, and then we will pray for her. So Etienne and Anna, I'm going to give the mic over to you. I want to ask the whole church this morning, if you want to extend a hand just by saying, I'm agreeing what they're going to say. Remember, we are all there. The body works together. So we all have a part, in a sense, to bless them and be there for Etienne and Anna. You know, if you see the eyes are looking a bit dark here below, you know, that's because they are not sleeping a lot, maybe. So maybe make them a meal or just bless them in whatever way. So Etienne, I'm going to give the mic to you. Then you can read. And I want you all, like in a way, in a sense, it's like a prayer. You know, something really serious. Don't be a spectator. Please join in as they are going to make a declaration here this morning.
We as parents acknowledge and thank
God for this precious gift He has entrusted to us. Before God and His people, we hereby dedicate our child to the Lord. We commit ourselves with God's help in partnership with the church to bring up our child in the love and instruction of the Lord in accordance with Deuteronomy 6:7, verse 7. By word and example, we promise to teach our child the word of God, and with patience and love, we will build the character of Christ and the joy of the Lord in her life. We will protect her from worldly claims upon her life and make it our regular prayer that by God's grace, our child may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers.
Amen. Amen.
You know, they say when we get married, we become one. Okay, so it's always a good test to see how one they really are. But awesome, guys. Reinald, we're going to like just hands on and pray. And I also have a scripture, and I really feel, Etienne, I really felt that. I just want to read it from Ruth. Ruth 3, verse 11. And it says, "And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request. For all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman." And that's just what I felt in my heart, that little Jubilee will be like a virtuous woman, that people in Windhoek will know her qualities, will see Jesus Christ in her life, you know, that they, her friends, when they are teenagers, that they will know, I can go to her because she's got life, okay? Father, we thank you for this precious gift this morning, Lord God. We thank you for Etienne and Anna, Lord God. We thank you for the covenant between them, Lord God, that they are husband and wife, Lord God, that they are one, Lord God, and that little Jubilee, Lord God, can grow up in this family, Lord God, and that she's a perfect gift from you, that she's a blessing, Lord God, and thank you for blessing them with this precious little child, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, as she grows up, Lord, that she will be known as a virtuous woman, like Ruth, like Esther, Lord God. And yes, Lord God, that when she's teenagers, when she's a young lady, Lord, and people or young people go through many seasons and things, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that she will be so solidly planted in you, Lord God, that she will be saved by faith in grace, Lord God. Father, this morning we pray that her life light will shine, that her friends can go to her, that they can cry on her shoulder, and that they will know she's got life and life in abundance. Father, that she will be an intercessor, that she will pray, Lord God. Lord God, that she will make her parents proud, Lord God. Father, that, yes, Lord God, that your hand will be with her, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that as you grow up, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that as Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, Lord God, that she's the work of your hands, Lord, and that you've got good plans for her, Lord, that you've got plans for her to prosper. Thank you that she will be able to relate to you as a heavenly Father, Lord God, that she will know the voice of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And I pray that you will give Etienne and Anna all the wisdom, all the Lord, everything they need, you are already given them, Lord God, to be perfect parents, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, that they will love her in abundance, Lord God, and that they will guide her, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this precious gift, Lord God. And we just thank you for Anna and for Etienne, Lord, and just the parents that they already are, Lord, for Jubilee, Lord God. We just ask that you will just strengthen their hearts, Lord God. Just give them the mindset you have, Lord God. And I just saw in my mind while we were worshiping, Lord, I just saw Jubilee in my mind, Lord, dancing before you, Father. And it's like there's a stillness, Lord. She's the only one dancing before you, Father. We just stand, Lord, thank you, Lord, for that precious gift, Lord God, that you've given her, Father, to know your Father's heart, Lord God, to be close to your heart, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, that Etienne and Anna, Lord, they will just be examples towards her, Father. They will just be as Christians are, Lord, knowing, Lord, that they are, that Jubilee is a gift to them that's from your heart, Lord, from your hand, Lord God. And we just ask, Lord, you would protect her, Lord God, that you would guide her every step, Father. And just as she goes, Lord, Father, grows into the future, Lord God, that she will be that special person, Lord, that will just be something precious to you, Father, that people will look up to, Lord. And just like Carl prayed, Father, a virtuous woman, Lord God, that has got all the virtues, Lord, that you've instilled in her, that you've built into her character, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, that you will raise her up, Father, as that woman, Father, that is example, Lord God, that somebody that just loves you with the whole heart and everything, with the whole fiber and every fiber of her being, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that she has that heart, Lord, that's towards you and is following you, Lord, wherever you lead her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.